Greetings to all, and welcome to the SMS, the Success Made Simple training series designed to empower, enlighten, and encourage you in 8 minutes or less per day. Our motto is simple. You will achieve success by becoming your best. Our request is simple as well. Send this podcast to your colleagues, team members, even coworkers and friends so they can have some inspiration and information to help them reach their goals. The author and host of today's podcast is none other than D.L. Wallace of the Success Training Institute. Enjoy.
Thank you and greetings to everyone joining us on this podcast today. It's always a joy and an honor to connect with you. Let's jump right into our topic today, my friends, and that topic is simply in case of emergency. Think of all the systems we've got on the planet, in the United States particularly, that prepare us for emergency. Children in elementary school have fire drills, tornado drills, evacuations of various types, and every time you go to the airport, it doesn't matter how often you fly, the flight attendant's going to tell you what to do in case of emergency. My friends and neighbors, preparation for emergencies is extraordinarily important. So much so that just like we have emergency evacuation plans and fire drills, tornado drills, and we know what to do in particular situations of crisis, we also have to have an emergency plan to allow us to make it through a crisis in our companies. As business owners, as entrepreneurs, as individuals who are building teams and changing lives all over the world, it is important to understand that things won't always be rosy. There will be times when you face a crisis, and those entrepreneurs who know how to handle a crisis are the ones who are going to excel and advance. Let's outline the things that we do in case of emergency. Many of them are in lockstep with what we do for every emergency. The first step is we must remain calm. Yes, my friends and neighbors, it's important to remain calm. You think about it. We can't make assumptions or jump to conclusions. It's not time to overreact. On the contrary, it's important for us to make sure that we gather all the facts and information. Find out if it is truly an emergency. You think about it. Imagine a fire drill where all the kids were running around the school like chickens with their heads cut off. If it were an actual fire, they would be in trouble. Someone would likely be burned just because of the panic that ensued. In business, it's the same. Rather than jumping to conclusions and having conversations that can't be verified, it's important to remain calm, to focus on what's real. Remember when we were kids, we would watch television, and every now and then our shows would be interrupted because this annoying beep and buzz would come on. When it did, they would say, "This is a message from the emergency broadcast system." If this had been an actual emergency, this beep that you heard would have been followed with news, information, and instruction. Many times, my friends and neighbors, what we're hearing is a smokescreen. What we think is an emergency is not truly an emergency at all. If we remain calm, we can overcome those obstacles simply by making sure that we have gathered all the data. The second aspect that's important in the case of an emergency is to keep working. Not only do we remain calm, it's also important to keep working. Remember, in business, we're never facing a life or death situation. We're not firefighters. We're not police officers. We're not in the military. We're not working in a hospital ER. So when we're facing challenges and crises in business, they're seldom ever life or death. They are typically things that impact the bottom line. There are things that impact people emotionally, but they don't impact them physically. As a result, it's important for us to keep working, to keep moving forward, to recognize that it is bad in business to stop and halt productivity. That productivity always takes place. There isn't a time where you don't stay in the game. I can remember a good friend of mine who's a city manager of a large U.S. city. They were having a budget crisis, and as a result of the crisis, they gave the workers an option. They said, "Listen, your checks are going to be delayed for 1 month, and you can furlough because we don't know when you're going to get your next check." Well, in a panic, many individuals quit. They left the city. They tried to find other jobs. But there were a handful that said, you know what? We're going to keep working. We trust the city. We've been getting paid for a long time in many scenarios, and we're not going to allow this crisis to stop our work. My friends and neighbors, it's important to drive through the storm. Don't pull over. Don't stop. But just continue to go through that business storm and maintain that productivity. The end of the story was, yes, the city was finally funded. All the people who stayed in work, they not only got all the money that was due to them, but they were also empowered with a bonus. Those that did not stay in work had to find other jobs, and some never found it, and they could not get their job back that they left. My friends, it's important to keep working. That other item in a case of an emergency is we must remember to inspire the team. There'll be people who don't know whether to panic or not. They're going to watch you to determine what's the next step that they should take. If you remain, they'll remain. If you're calm, they'll be calm. If you keep working, they'll keep working. Well, even in the process of them doing those things, it's important as leaders that we keep them inspired. I can remember watching the Super Bowl last year when New England was playing at the Atlanta Falcons. At one point, New England was behind 28-3, and they showed a clip of the sidelines, and the veterans were encouraging the rookies. You see Tom Brady and the coaches, Belichick and all those guys, they were giving the young guys who hadn't been in that situation before, they were inspiring them to let them know that the game was not over, that it will be okay. Well, of course, the end result was they made the greatest comeback in Super Bowl history. By the same token, my friends, there are times when things may look bleak, but if you can keep your team inspired, they will remain focused and they'll accomplish more than they ever imagined. And finally, in the event of an emergency, because we're all going to have them in business, it's important to focus on solutions and not problems. You find people talking in different pockets every time there is a crisis, and all they can talk about is the crisis itself. They're talking about how it started and whose fault it is and why it happened, and if it wasn't for this, this never would have taken place. That's not important, my friends. What's important is to focus on solutions. It's those who focus on solutions who end the storms quicker than those who focus on the problems. You say, okay, well, how do I focus on solutions? First, I have to find a winning pattern. Yes, someone's gone through what you've gone through before. Take the time to research how they use that information that they had to win. Find a winning pattern. Find a winning person. There's an individual that went through adversity even worse than any adversity we're ever going to face. Find that person and see how they came out. Research and read the books to discover how they made it to the other side. Then find a winning perspective, a way to put a silver lining around the dark cloud so that it's not as bad as it might appear, but there is always a rainbow after every storm. Sometimes you can find one during one. My friends, I challenge you to keep in mind that there will be a crisis you face in business, maybe more than one. And it's those that can remember to remain calm, to keep working, to inspire the team, and focus on solutions that will win every time. My friends, I hope you enjoyed this training segment. I encourage you to explore Success Training Institute. Just contact the person that sent you this podcast. Find out how you can grow your life and your business with soft skills training and certifications. And remember, whether you run your business full-time or part-time, I thank you for your time. I'm D.O. Wallace, and you are one step closer to achieving your goals.